Lana. No one will shed a tear over your untimely demise. It's no loss, you insufferable little...
Satya! Don't leave me! Not out here! Don't go!
It's a long, long walk back to the ship.
You better get going. If you stop, you'll sink.
Satya! Wait!
It's already up to your boots. Goodbye, Romana. And good riddance.
Lying dawnward, the silver-winged ship sits becalmed, waiting for news from its flying eyes.
Keep up, cameras 5 and 6. You're losing the doctor. Stay with him. Go for a close-up, 5.
Will you back off? I have an appointment to keep.
High above, circling gulches watch Romana crawl on the skin of the slow, slow sea.
I must keep moving.
From below, the sleeks in shoals follow her footsteps, trudging across their sky, and nip at her heels to keep her moving.
Keep going. One step at a time.
And Captain Greygull sits in the empty tavern, looking for the future in an empty mug, waiting for the lights to come back on.
Sleek for supper tonight.
But not till blood spills and the futures, jostling deep in the deeps, are teased apart.
Oh, there now! There! Shh, not to worry!
Oh, keep him quiet, Frithra!
Oh, he doesn't sleep! He misses his father!
Oh, show him the book. The patterns might amuse him.
He's too young to understand. Shh. Oh, there now, there. Oh, that's it. Off to sleep, that's right.
Who chooses for us now? If there's no new sleek, what happens to the village?
If you hadn't have got rid of Lennis, we might find out.
They're useless, Dimmock. There'll never be balance in the world, not till we've driven the strangers out.
Oh, for pity's sake, you're always brawling.
They brought this trouble here. And when the walkers haul him in, I'll feed into the sleeks myself. What? What's that?
Someone's coming. One of those strangers on his flying machine.
Alone?
Oh, fetch help. Oi, watch out, will you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry to butt in.
It's all right, I'm going.
And you must be Captain Greygull. I'm the doctor. Did we speak earlier?
What in the deeps?
Your factotum, Rolf, told me to report to you. He's following on behind. Unfortunately, Romana and Satya couldn't make it, but I'm the substitute. I've come about my execution, or whatever sort of retribution you had in mind, really. I hope I'm not too late.
First of all, let me say how deeply sorry we all are about the sudden loss of your god. It was an unfortunate accident and a terrible ordeal for you. Terrible.
That man is insane. What a showman.
We should never have let him off the ship.
Camera 5, closer please.
Romana and Satya are greatly distressed, you know. They understand how grieved you must be. Please, please accept our condolences.
You're right, he is mad.
Thunderell's daughter was guardian of our village.
Yes, you know, I hope it's not inappropriate so soon after the event, but did no one tell you to expect us?
What's that mean?
Well, surely you have an astrologer, or a fortune teller with a crystal ball, or a highfalutin book of futures with funny writing.
What do you know about the book?
Of course, only important planets have those. Maybe you missed out.
Take him!
Now, hang on. Any old mystic worth his salt can read omens, but a book of futures needs a specialist.
Lock him in the smokehouse.
I've even dabbled a bit myself.
I'm a specialist for all tea leaves here. I've got a certificate from Mother Shipton.
Hang him up with the other fish and keep a guard on the door.
Damn, they've taken him.
Camera 5 to follow. Pick up on 6.
Where's Satya got to?
Satya, come in, please.
They should be at the village by now.
Give them time. Nothing wrong with a bit of jeopardy.
You're enjoying this?
You bet. Ratings for Planeto Ponderoso were crunching. Cancellation time. And then the doc rolls up. The man's a producer's dream.
I thought I was mercenary.
So, Click, what are his chances, do you think? Will he survive?
Turn that camera off now.
Oh, come on.
You don't want to know.
But the audience does.
Eamon, are you there?
Hey, Satya. How's it going? You at the village yet? Better watch out. The locals are getting stroppy.
I'm coming back.
Back here? What happened?
We got attacked by wave walkers.
What?
A whole bunch of them.
You okay, Satya? What about... what's her name? Romana?
I don't know. I don't know what they did. I lost her.
Right.
You lost her?
They took her. They were too fast. Nets and everything. I couldn't stop them.
Okay. Get back here, love. We're waiting.
We can't leave Romana.
She's the doctor's problem. Better check your defences. We could be next.
Doctor! Doctor!
Hello? Who's that?
Shh. It's me.
Yes.
It's Frithra. I'm Frithra. There's a hidden way out here.
Did we collide? It's only hard to tell. You see, I'm hanging upside down in the dark.
Oh, hold on.
Ow.
It's not easy since the lights went out.
When your great Sleek died? Yes, we were very sorry about that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Whew. I think the captain's men mistook me for a kipper. One of us certainly smells like one.
It's Sleek season. Everything gets smoky.
You had a baby with you?
He's asleep. I left him with his nan.
Oh, good, good.
Is that right, what you said about reading the future?
Well, I was expecting you.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yes?
I get it.
I hope so.
With this book, see? It's my husband's, really. He's our scold.
Oh, yes.
Only he's away.
And you'd like me to take a look?
You know already, don't you?
Well...
through here. Only keep quiet.
Satya, come on. You're shivering. You need a drink.
Thanks.
I'm securing these doors.
Right.
Then we stay inside. If I can steer the ship away from the village, I will.
I need a shower.
Satya, what really happened?
I told you.
Yeah?
We should never have gone out. Poor Mana. Barbaric here. And I left her behind.
Oh, sorry, love. I thought I had it all sorted. But first the ship, then the interference, no material. Then the doctor turns up and I thought he was the answer.
That man is trouble.
It's like this planet's cursed and we're all gonna sink. You think insurance will cover the rescue? No chance. So, that's it. Even if I get back, who'll use me again? I'm finished.
Here it is. The Book of Futures.
Thank you, Frithra. One candle's barely enough, is it?
You want more?
Well, no, this is fine. I just hadn't expected so voluminous a tome. It's as big as a Victorian sideboard. It must be thousands of years old, a precious thing.
The pages are sleek skin. They never wear out. And the writing is in Sleek's blood.
There are chains here, too. Made of bone.
They go with the job.
Really? The Sleeks again, I suppose. What generous little chaps they are. And your husband reads these hieratic glyphs and symbols?
Well, he was more sort of learning to. His job's to see the future and then write it down.
So, these last entries are his. About her. A doctor with a box.
Yeah, maybe, but he's gone away.
Well, is there anywhere else to go in this world?
I don't know. That's what he went to find out.
You know, I think I met him.
Did you? Linus?
Yes, tall, dark and haunted-looking, with a beard and inky fingers.
No. No, that's not him.
Well, he was somebody's husband.
Well, it sounds more like his dad. He was scald before Linus, but he's dead now.
I thought he looked pale. You know, this is fascinating. It shows the history of your world right back to the start.
Good, eh?
If we studied it, I think we'd find that Fundrail's depths and its great panoply of fauna and flora are all one kaleidoscopic entity.
The writing's all moving.
That's because the manuscript is self-illuminating.
Oh, it draws you in, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Who needs candles, eh?
Camera 4, pull back. Camera 3, full turn.
What's this?
I'm looking for Romana.
Those are my cameras, Click.
We can't leave her. Or the doctor, for that matter.
I didn't think leaving was an option. Any sign?
Not yet. Any other problems?
Well, while we're on the subject, this expedition hasn't exactly been the joyride we were promised.
Oh, next time I'll do a brochure.
What?
It runs both ways, Eamon.
Risk without the management. That's not what we paid for.
The contract was mutual.
You'd better ask Satya about that.
What was that?
Don't say the interference is back.
No, I saw something on the screen.
Camera 3, pull back.
Something broke surface just for a second. There!
Wow. Those are ripples spreading. Slowly. Camera 4, full turn.
What's big enough to cause something like that?
To start at the start, time is running raw, rich and unchecked. Nothing slows it down yet. No scenery, no players, no plot, no wishes or broken legs. Just a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury signifying what?
Is this what it says? Blimey, who knew?
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Time splitting the first cell of the omniverse, time dividing time and time again. Infinite universes like sleekling rows in clusters wriggling with dreams of suns and moons all of their own, hatching and running to fill the deep of space with starlight.
Bless, look at them go, little tykes.
But sometimes crouch too close, huddles too hard, scared to strike out, scorching themselves time after time, time against time. Tomorrow, learning into the wrong tomorrow, into the wrong tomorrow, learning tomorrow. Oh.
You all right, dear?
Whew, that's where the rot started setting in.
Oh, it was amazing. All the words flying up off the pages like that.
Too many parallel times coursing through one rickety space. That's what Fundrail is. A plug put there by the Time Lords.
No.
Listen carefully. There's a lethal conjunction of timelines at the heart of your world. But the depths and creatures form a specific pattern designed to seal the anomaly in. The Time Lords knew how to build planets in those days. Oh, so ecologically elegant. What a pity they lost the knack.
You're losing me too.
This book can't be all that's left. That would not be right. There must be some controlling device somewhere, some artifact which channels the planet's energy. What have you done, Frithra? Get these chains off me.
You wanted to make yourself useful.
Not like this. Unlock them now.
He's here, Captain.
Frithra, keep away from him.
I'm fine.
And get him away from the book.
We needed a new scald. I found us one.
Amazing, amazing. I've been headhunted.
He's not one of us. And he has a penance to do.
Oh, listen, he's good, right? He can read the script and he really makes it come alive.
But can he see the future?
It's not so much the seeing, you see, as knowing which one to choose to see, you see. There's a lot of futures down there among the pasts, all waiting to happen. Their baffle babble is what your scald tunes into.
Captain! There's been a sighting! It's her!
Her? Her? So soon? How far?
A league to starward.
Well, the deeps are smiling up at us today.
Hello, Mr. Ralph.
Struth, what's he doing here?
Frithra, make our new scald comfortable.
Him?
Sound the call! Hoist the gallant!
No, just a minute.
We're gonna hunt for our new sleek.
I haven't signed terms of engagement yet.
Keep going.
At the back of her head as she stares into the cool, inviting deeps.
There are shapes moving. Watery. Green. Down. There.
Shapes and shoals darting to and fro.
And a lantern far below flashing on. Off. On. Off. Then there's a long, grey, green island slides between, blotting it out. It goes on forever. It has fins.
Slow water starts to seep up between her fingers, up her nose.
Who are you? Please, please, I need your help.
The doctor's going hunting.
Have you seen him? Where is he?
But the hunter will be hunted himself.
The doctor?
Hunted and golloped down by the long grey, green, grey, greasy sleek.
But the great sleek is dead.
That one, maybe. But Fundarel always has another daughter deep down.
No! Don't leave me! Come back! The slow water seeps up between my fingers. It slides around me. Cradles me. Soon, only my hair floats.
It's all right. It's all right. Hang on. I've got you. I won't let you sink.
I thought I'd drown.
Take your time. It's all right. Over there. If we can make it to the bladder room, we can rest.
Yes. Thank you.
Just hang on. It's not far.
Frithra, what's happening?
Stay put.
But I can't see.
It's the hunt. They're after the new great sleek.
You're hunting something that gargantuan with harpoons and nets?
Don't dare. Harpoons would kill it. That's the village splitting.
Splitting up?
Of course. Look, will the hunt be quick? Can you see? How many dark?
I can't tell you that.
You're meant to write it down, you know, in the book.
Frithra, is there anything else in the village like the book that's special and old? Something that Grey Gull might keep.
Old?
Yes, an object or a relic. Something strange that makes no sense.
What, like you mean?
Exactly, anything that never gets used.
Gotta go. Stay put.
As if I had a choice. Now then, come on. Camera 6, is that you, Arensky?
No, Doctor, it's Click Chervain. Are you safe? Can you see what's happening?
Unfortunately, I'm desk-bound at the moment, multitasking. Put Romana on.
She's... not around just now.
Well, go and find her then.
Doctor, I'll try to get you away if I can.
And that's very kind. The wave walkers are away hunting at the moment.
I know. Camera 4 is covering it. High angle. You don't know what you're missing. The village has broken formation.
They've split up?
Every hut raised a mast and then a sail. They're all boats too. Even the hall and the tavern.
Yes, they would be.
They pulled apart and then the whole village turned into a fleet. Then they whistled up the wind. I mean, that's what it looked like anyway. The sails filled out and now they're heading east.
I hope Romana's watching. She wouldn't want to miss out.
Doctor.
What's going on, Click? Come on, come on. Where is she?
We don't know. Sorry.
The man said the doctor would die. That's why I have to get to the village.
This man, he was tall.
With a beard, and his fingers were stained dark. Do you know him?
No, I don't. Which way did he go?
I don't know. He just went. But he didn't have a floater balloon like you. Linus, what's the matter?
Nothing. I'm running the balloon up high so people can see us.
Good idea.
Careful! Don't go near the edge of the bladder weed.
Sorry.
We're safe as long as we stay in the centre.
Safe? Is that what you call it?
What were you doing out here? No one does that.
So were you before you saw me. What was that?
Just pull back here with me.
There are things under the surface.
It's sleetling run season. They get hungry.
Hungry for what?
Pretty well anything.
Satya lost Romana.
That's what she said.
Out there.
They were attacked. What can I do?
Click. If the villagers had attacked the bike, I'd have heard about it.
Right. And Satya's not incapable of putting up a fight.
Or lying. There's something she wants on this planet, and she'll go to any length to get it.
Like what?
Someone's coming. What a relief. Get back to me.
Right.
Doctor!
Get off me!
Captain, let her go.
I caught her in my quarters. She says you sent her.
That's right. Skull's orders, my prerogative.
Ow! Oh, he's got this globe thing.
The Orb of Thunderel. A sacred relic of the past.
Keeps it in a scrubby old box.
The lock is broken. The holy orb has been stolen.
Well, it weren't me.
And what's it for, this relic?
It's a symbol. It doesn't do anything.
Want a bet?
Can you see who took it?
No, I can't, but I can hazard a good guess.
So, what are you? Oh, damn. Yes? Oh, it's you, Click.
I thought you'd be asleep after your ordeal. Feeling better?
Where's Eamon?
Watching the fleet.
Then I better join him.
Hang on. What are you after?
Why, who have you been talking to?
The doctor reckons you have big plans.
And when did he say that?
Just now. On camera 6, live from the village. What did you do to Romana?
I told you we were attacked.
Except that doesn't make sense, does it?
Who knows?
You dumped her out there. How could you do that?
Listen. Do you know what we're sitting on? What this planet's about?
I'm just the pilot.
I've been scanning for the ocean floor.
No end to your skills, is there?
Only there isn't one.
No ocean floor? Oh, come on.
There's nothing solid down there. No rock, no magma. The core of this planet is pure energy. The ocean holds it in. It's a resource of incredible power, and we've discovered it.
Like I said, I'm just the pilot.
Oh, but you'd get your share. We could even go halves.
Three halves? Does Eamon know?
He's open to negotiation. Have a think.
No, love. I'm not part of your plans. I'd end up dumped like Romana.
Right. Sorry, Click.
What? Wait! No!
That's the trouble with hired hands. You never know what you're getting.
Any sign, Master Ralph?
Not yet, Captain. But there's gulchers ahead. They always follow our wake.
And the swell's getting high.
Aye, sure sign.
Ralph, something on the horizon. Duskward. Looks like a walker's balloon.
Oh, it's in distress position.
One of your men in trouble?
No one missing. Want to turn back?
Maybe.
That's her! The new sleek, she's crossing us! There she slides!
The balloon can wait. We always lose a couple. Hard to dusk. Turn!
They're not looking! Hey! Come back!
They can't hear you! Linus, you could make a run for them. Take your balloon. They'd see you.
It wouldn't work. They're going too fast.
Look out! They're trying to nudge up through the weed.
Hold on to me!
What's that?
It's a camera. Hey! Over here!
Romana?
Yes! Oh, thank goodness!
It's Eamon. We thought we'd lost you.
Eamon, we need your help! Please!
I can see that. Okay, I've got your position. I'll get Click to steer the Mars beam towards you.
Please hurry!
Meantime, I'll patch you through to the doctor. He's at the village.
Oh, yes. Yes! Thank you!
Oi, doctor. You can't come out here, not with the book.
I was bored, and this is where the action is.
It's one of those blimmin' eye things. Go on, clear off!
No, leave it.
Doctor?
Romana? Oh, are you all right?
No, but Eamon patched me through to you.
What's happened?
We're trapped, Linus and I.
Linus?
We're on the bladder weed, north of the village.
North?
Can you see the balloon?
A balloon?
There, duskwood, on the bottom of the sky.
On the bottom of the... Yes, I see it.
The sleeklings, they're all around us. We can't move.
Hold on, Romana. I'll be right with you.
Here, what are you doing? The box, stay away from the edge.
Up.
Hey, walk her overboard.
Has he gone? I can't see. Did he go?
Satya, where's Click? Oh, what the... What have you done?
Eamon, I'm sorry.
What happened? Is he dead?
I had to. He got angry. He was ruining everything.
Ruining your plans? What about mine? Oh, my God. How do we get home now?
Don't you realise? He was working with the doctor.
Oh, no. I heard them. Is it true? You dumped Romana out there?
Romana? No.
I've spoken to her. She's still there, on the surface where you abandoned her. So, what now? Gonna kill me too, are you? And what do we do with Click?
Eamon, I found it. The power of this planet. It's ours. We can share it.
What power?
It's our discovery. You get half.
You are so rubbish at this. Who are you? Where are you really from?
Same as Romana and the Doctor. They're after the same as us, and you better make sure we get there first.
Romana, I'm on the way. Romana?
Interference again.
Just like before. Doctor, can you hear me?
Can you steer this ship?
Most rich kids have a license.
What's that?
Something's out there. Something new.
Can you see the doctor?
He's disappeared. Get back!
They're coming closer. The weed mat's breaking up.
Oh! Hang on to me!
Sorry.
I can see the doctor. There!
What's he floating on?
That's the book. He can't do that.
He's using it as a raft. Doctor! Over here!
Romana!
We're here!
That won't save us.
Sleeklings. They're going.
Something scared them.
We'll be all right.
Romana, look. The surface behind the doctor. The hill.
It's moving. It's coming this way.
Doctor, behind
doctor,
you!
Doctor, look out! It's the sleek. Doctor!
Oh, he'll never get clear.
He has to. It's what the man said. It'll swallow him whole. Doctor! Way.
Doctor, behind
you! Doctor, look out!
It's the sleek.
Doctor!
Oh, it'll never get clear!
He has to. It's what the man said. It'll swallow him whole. Doctor!
What is that?
What's the Mars beam? What are they doing? They'll hit the Doctor!
Ropes! It's shooting ropes!
Look out! Doctor!
The book. Is it armed?
I broke his fall. Oh, it's more robust than I am.
Well, that's the sleek skin.
Are you hurt?
Oh, seasick, airsick, homesick, that sort of thing.
Try not to move.
Just remind me never to go surfing again, promise me.
We've roped it!
That creature's your project, not mine.
Do you want Romana alive or not?
You're going to bargain for her.
Exactly. So shut up while I reel the fish in. She's caught! They've got her!
Those ropes will never hold! What's Click doing? She'll drag the whole ship under. Idiots! Let go! Let her go!
There she comes!
They've lost her!
She's free!
It's the village. They're here.
That's the proper way to do it.
Whistling her in, like always.
There she is, and greets their call. How mellifluous a note.
Almost joyful.
And sad, too, like all the best songs.
Yes.
She's turning. There she goes to her rightful place.
Meekly to her appointed fate, and Fundarel's balance is restored again. Would someone please get these chains off me?
It's mine. The book, it's mine.
Once the chains are off, you're welcome to it.
Doctor, he's running a fever.
You're too soon. This isn't the balance. It isn't restored yet.
You nearly wrecked us there.
I saved Romana, didn't I? On your orders. Camera 3, move in. Oh, the interference still hasn't cleared.
What's that?
Damn! The hold gate's open. Wait there.
Blue Jaw stepped inside the fallen star. Its guts were hard, shiny, cold. He saw himself in the walls.
Who are you? How did you get in?
This is where she waits.
Who's there?
Like a broody gulcher hatching plans.
I've seen you before. You were the village scold. Come any closer and I'll fire.
He draws something from his coat, cold as a yesterday's supper.
What's that?
A tarnished orb, dull and dead for years.
Let me see that.
It knows you. Satya Kara Dinora. Take it. It's your destiny.
How's Linus? Can we see him?
He keeps burbling, just like his dad used to. And I can't prise him off the book.
That's the scald in him. He's being absorbed into Fundarel's substantive matrix.
Is that good? Sounds messy.
Oh no, it's amazing.
We'd left it a bit late. Gregor's already banished him once. Mind you, they'll have to go through me before they try that again. Come inside. Sorry I haven't tidied.
We still have to get the TARDIS back.
Yes.
Romana, speak to me.
It's Satya.
Ah.
We were friends, but I never knew she was so angry with me. Was I really so obnoxious?
Well, a little overconfident, perhaps. Self-assured and... prone to leaving your hairbrushes around the ship.
And naive?
Oh, anyone can do naive. Look at me. How else am I so charming? People get jealous, you know.
Yes, but I still feel guilty.
Don't apologize for Satya's failings. They're her problem, not yours. She's the least of your worries.
Are you coming in or what?
I never knew.
Destiny's like that, even when you see it coming.
I see it now. The flow of time. At every turn, possibilities. This way, or that, or the other. They never taught us that at the academy, just boring theory. But here, parallel lines that never run straight. Yes, which way now?
Careful, you're on the brink.
All those opportunities. Time and time again.
Don't step over, you'll be lost.
But if I reach out...
Don't touch!
...to pluck time's strings...
No!
Nothing. Nothing at all.
We only tell what may be. We don't cause it.
Then why bring it to me?
You would receive the Orb of Funderel. That's what I foresaw.
And then what happens?
I don't know. I tried, but I couldn't see further. The way was dark.
You silly little man. You don't see because it's not for you. Its power passes to me. It's all loose ends. You're too dim to understand, but I know. I know how to use them. You see, they're responding already.
Careful.
All I need now is the prism through which I can bend all these times to my will.
What are you doing?
And I know where to find it. Out of my way, little man. It's time I got the recognition I deserve.
Linus, here's that doctor in Romana to see you.
Hello, Linus.
How do you feel?
The moons dance on the water. So many moons reflected.
See what I mean? Burbling.
Blow out the candles. Snuff out the moons. There'll be a new light soon.
Well, that's the trouble with prophets and scalds. They always talk in crypto non sequiturs. Give us a clue, Linus. How many letters?
One light instead of many.
He could mean that once they harness the new sleek, the village will have light again.
We have to write that down.
Well, it seems a bit obvious. Need a pencil, old chap?
Thanks.
Sorry, he's never been like this before. It's embarrassing.
Look at the scripts. They're shifting on the page, changing even as he's writing them.
I can't keep up.
History's rewriting itself.
No. It's not right. It's too fast.
Oh, quiet, you daft dimmick.
Linus, it's all right.
It's too much to say. It's no time.
Yes, don't worry.
No time. It's all going away.
Oh, the lights are back. Well, that's better.
They must have harnessed the new sleek. I told you.
They said I'd find you here.
Greygull.
Captain Greygull, what a treat. And you've plugged your new sleek in.
Who gave you leave to come aboard the village?
When did that ever stop me?
And as for this one?
Captain Greygull, I apologize. I'm sorry about the old sleek.
Not enough. Funderel's new daughter must choose your fate.
Now, just a minute.
Oi! That's enough, Captain.
What?
No one invited you in. At least the strangers wiped their boots first, which is more than you. And they brought Linus back. He's a proper scald now, with writing and visions.
A scald has to be chained.
The book foresees a time when the scald can walk free.
You just wrote that? These pages are empty. The book is desecrated.
Let me see that.
He's right. The script's all gone. The pages have wiped themselves.
Maybe history doesn't exist here anymore, or the future.
Only no. There's only no.
Then you're out of a job, Linus.
Oh, well, thanks very much. We've got a baby, you know.
Where have you hidden the Orb of Funderel?
We never touched it.
That's another thing the sleek can decide.
Listen to me, Greygull. Your planet is unique, unlike anyone I've ever seen.
Doctor, is this wise?
If you'd bothered to read your book, which I doubt, you'd know that once upon a time, Funderel was engineered by the Time Lords for a specific purpose.
The Lords of Time?
That's right. Your village was set here to oversee the planet. But it hasn't had an annual service for millennia. You've been mislaid, probably in the great cutbacks of the 53rd bureaucratic regime.
Very likely.
But you forgot your purpose long ago, or maybe never knew. Either way, the entire planet's lost its stability.
We keep the balance here.
And you've kept it very well. But something's undermining what's left. The balance can never be the same again.
What's that?
A hover bike.
Mr. Arensky.
Doctor.
What happened?
It's Satya.
Is she hurt?
No, I can't describe it. She has
powers.
Not another one. What sort of powers?
I don't know. Scary ones. She killed Click Chavain.
Satya? What's the matter with her?
How? How did she kill him?
I don't know. Shot him, I think. She's got this globe thing.
The orb. She has it.
Don't know what it is, but this man, one of the villagers, brought it to her.
Impossible.
And it's alive. Somehow. It's all energized.
She's ill. She must be.
Or it's a trap. This stranger, what was he like? Did he have inky fingers and a beard?
Ask her yourself. You ship your silver star. It's heading this way.
A great cloud rises. A hand blotting the sky with claws of lightning. Its name is Satya. Kara. Tenora.
Vidis, what are you doing?
Gotta go.
You're not strong enough. Get back to bed.
Sorry.
Wait, will you? Your clothes. Oh, not now.
Stay inside. Keep him safe.
She seems to have dropped anchor.
What's she waiting for?
Have I missed it? The future?
I hope not, Linus.
The hold gate's opening.
Right, keep back, all of you.
There she is. Satya! What's happened? We were worried.
Satya Kara Tenora.
She has the orb.
And he's with her old inky fingers himself.
That's him. He brought her that thing.
No. No. That's my father.
Blue Jaws Carlson.
But he's dead. He went to the Sleek. You sent him. Father, you're safe.
Linus, stay back.
Blue Jaw, you've betrayed us. Return the orb, or must I take it back myself?
Greygeld, come back. Don't be an idiot.
It's part of the balance we keep. Book and orb, sea and Sleek, always has been.
Satya's got a gun. Look out!
Greygeld? I didn't know. I didn't see that coming.
Quiet, all of you. That man belonged to then. He has no part in now. I decide who stays and goes.
Doctor, she's seriously disturbed.
Stop making excuses. She's insane. And that artifact could make a terrible weapon. It's the battery that feeds the stasis net of Fundarel. Satya, my dear Satya, that orb houses immeasurable temporal energies. It is hideously powerful. Put it down before you get burnt.
You think I can't control it?
It will overwhelm you.
There's no rush. I have all the time in the universe.
Satya, is that why you're here? Did you plan it?
Why aren't you recording this, Eamon? It's going to be so good. Far better than your tedious little video diary.
What's she doing?
Get away from the edge.
There's a light down. It's getting nearer.
I said keep back.
The deep shudder. Down in the gloom, the little ones are clustering, setting their teeth to the box, dragging it up out of the grey-green dark.
Linus, is that your dad?
Huh?
No, it can't be.
Freth, go back in. It's not safe.
But it is him, isn't it? What's he doing? He's meant to be dead.
He survived.
Well, what's he doing over there with her? Have you spoken to him?
Freth, please, go back.
Do you want me to?
No! I'll tell you later. Please, just go back.
Ugh. It's the TARDIS, the Doctor's ship.
That? You're kidding. But its space liners have bigger escape pods than that.
At my command, the Sleeklings raise it from the deck.
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Say thank you nicely, Romana.
Depends what she wants in return.
Well, it's been lovely, so we must be off.
Stay away from it.
I thought you'd say that.
Satya, if you want to leave, we could take you.
But that's not what she has in mind. My TARDIS isn't available, Satya.
Sorry, the Doctor's very particular about who goes inside.
A locked door won't get in my way. What would make you open it, Mana?
Romana, be careful. Don't listen to her.
It's the Doctor's TARDIS, not mine.
Oh, come on. There are a thousand reasons, a thousand timelines, and you must have a key. If you had to make the choice...
I'd wait for the Doctor.
And if he wasn't here? If you had to take shelter... Come on. The ship's the only place to hide.
No.
You're under attack.
But I'm not.
Quickly, the ship's sinking again.
No, no, it's not.
You're losing it. There it goes. It's drowning.
No.
You're drowning. You're burning. You're lonely.
Your outfit's ruined.
They're shooting at you. You're so ashamed. You're angry.
Leave me alone!
Now the Doctor's hurt. He's dying.
But he isn't.
It could happen. Nothing's impossible. It's happening somewhere. What would you do?
Help me.
He's begging you.
Doctor!
He needs his ship.
Romana.
There are so many choices, but no choice at all. You get out your key.
Romana!
I get out my key.
Please.
I go to the lock.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Romana!
Well, don't just stand there looking guilty. Make your mind up. Are you coming in or not?
I have to stop you.
That's better.
Romana! The lock's on the catch. Open this door!
Has she abandoned you, Doctor? Is she going without you? How do you feel about that?
Oh, clear off, Arensky. My TARDIS isn't going anywhere. I only wish it would.
I set the orb here.
It won't work, Satya. Whatever you're planning, the orb won't work with the TARDIS. They're not compatible.
Why not? They both belong in museums. And they're both intelligent enough to understand each other.
Why did you try to abandon me?
Actually, I tried to kill you.
Like you murdered Greygull and Click Chavain.
Not important.
They were people! Satya, was I really so ghastly at the Academy?
Yes. Yes, you were. And stay away from the orb, or I will shoot you. I mean it. You see? The orb and the ship are starting to integrate already. Oh, where's the scanner control on this wretched machine?
Here.
I told you not to touch.
Sorry.
Oh, look. Mana. Endless possibility. Look. Time running raw on an infinite number of tracks. All that detail.
It's hard to take in.
You see? The patterns start to make sense. Well, look at it.
It hurts my eyes.
These are things they never tell us. They try to hide it, and we only find out on our own. Oh, come on, Mana. You're getting left behind.
It's too much.
And you know what it'll make me, don't you? I've always quite fancied being a god. How about you?
Romana, open up!
Come on, Doc. You can't sit on the doorstep all day. The weather's getting worse.
That's hardly a coincidence.
Back to the Mars beam before you start sinking.
This planet is artificial. Everything's linked. Its core is a morass of converging timelines. It's like Spaghetti Junction, time's infinity down there, and the systems guarding it have failed.
How's about we save this for a proper interview?
Anyone can impose a controlling principle on it. But that amateur, that half-baked killer, Satya, has found that principle in my TARDIS. She'll start tweaking and changing time to suit herself, tangling the causal flow of reality, muddling possibilities.
Yeah, well, she's led us all in a dance, that one.
She wants ultimate power. Can you imagine? The resulting calamity will be on a scale so cosmic that as yet it is still hypothetical.
Doctor, I think we should hurry. Here comes company.
Doctor?
That's Skaal to you, Master Rolf. You must be headman. Now Greygull's been committed to the Deeps. Congratulations.
You're not chained to the book now. You don't belong.
So much for new management.
Surely that's for the new Great Sleet to decide. Funderell's new daughter. Shall we go and ask her?
What? What are you doing? Hey!
And if I were you, Master Ralph, I'd get this blue box of mine netted up and brought aboard the village quick. Because if you don't, I can't see you having a future here at all.
Linus, go away, Father.
Look at me!
You're not dead. Why? Why did you lie to us?
Many reasons.
I wasn't ready. I have a wife and a baby. Frithra wasn't ready.
There were things I'd foreseen.
So you left?
It's all in the book. I thought you'd read it.
The book wiped itself clean. Probably from shame.
But if I didn't go, the prophecies would never fulfill.
Which prophecies? Oh, no. How that woman would get the orb? The stranger?
I saw it, yes.
So you stole it and gave it to her?
Linus, the balance had to be kept. I saw the future.
It was one possibility. It didn't have to happen. Romana and the Doctor know other ways. We only read the words, but they understand.
The Doctor.
What the?
Linus!
What's happened?
It's the sea. It's full of giant sleeks.
So many of them. The sea's writhing and I can't record it.
Ralph, I thought there was only one great sleek at a time.
You've angered Fundarel. She sends many.
The planet's overcompensating. One sleek for every possible future. That's a lot of sleeks. That's how much Satya's disturbing it. We'll be overrun.
Our own great sleek waits to judge you.
Excellent. Out of my way.
Are you crazy?
Come on, Aemon. We mustn't keep Fundarel's most eminent daughter waiting.
Please, Satya, turn back now.
You don't mean that. What about your future if I do?
We can't see our own futures. It's forbidden. First grade.
Why? Oh, poor Mana. You're so stuck.
I am not.
You left before any of us. You had it all on a silver salver.
Not true.
But you're still running round after your tutor, your precious doctor. You'll always be in his shadow.
Now you're being ridiculous.
You left Gallifrey, but you never left school.
No.
An antique time ring, barely working. That's all I had. Yet I still broke free of Gallifrey's grinding tedium. But you... when are you going to let go?
I don't kill people I don't like.
Soon you'll be caught and dragged back, and you'll spend the rest of your lives in a dusty archive cataloguing other Time Lords' celestial observations.
I'm already free, and I'm staying that way.
Oh, what a waste. That's time lying out there. Infinite time. We can tame it, manipulate it, moment by moment, to whatever we like.
Something's burning. You're channeling too much energy.
You've lost your spark. You're no fun anymore. We can shape the cosmos, any cosmos, to our own design. The Satyaverse, the Manaverse, one each. How do you fancy that?
The TARDIS can't cope. Satya, stop it now.
But I don't want to.
There she is. Ah, oh, what a magnificent brute. Hello, old thing.
Careful.
Oh, it's all right, it's all right. She's quite docile. Perhaps she likes me. That's a judgment they wouldn't expect.
She's fast. She must pack a hell of a jolt. Mm. Hold it, Doc. I can get this on my handheld.
Please, don't call me Doc, not on camera.
Lovely.
Now then.
What are you doing?
Well, just checking. There should be stabilizing buffers under this hall. Oh, yes. I thought so. Quintrode terminals. Antiquated, but still serviceable.
If you say so.
The trouble is, they're so neglected, the circuits have failed. There's no barrier to stop Satya getting at Fundrel's corp, but if I scrape off this limescale deposit...
You'll need power to reboot the system.
System? I have to reboot the whole planet.
Ha! Ah, it's here, isn't it?
Oh, yes. They had a backup in place all the time. That is so elegant. What a shame. It'll probably kill us.
Time dancing with space. Stars flickering like ghosts caught by the music of the spheres.
Satya, please stop. You're destroying the ship.
I reach to the ends of existence so far, and then I'll push its edges further still. Turn it.
twist it. Every inch of every moment of every aeon.
You have to stop!
I'll make it dance till the stars bleed. And I know what you're thinking too, Romana Varatrilunda. But you can't have it. Get off! It's mine! The universe is mine!
But it's not working!
Let us in, Rolf!
Stand away!
The doctor can help!
The stranger's gone to the sleep.
Captain Rolf, as Skald, I order you!
As two Skalds, we demand it!
We've seen the futures!
Onderel will die!
It is dying, unless the doctor saves us!
Eamon, help me with this lever. I have to make the connection.
I can't see. It's all going out of phase.
Over here. No, here. Eamon, she's getting restless. I can't do this on my own.
Mana, don't touch the sphere.
The timelines are knotted, that's the problem. The flow is all wrong. They're pulling in opposite directions. It's not connecting.
They're mine. Give them back.
No! Leave them alone. I have to protect them. From you!
Eamon, help me!
Where are you? I can't see
Eamon,
you!
Eamon, come on, move, will you?
Doctor!
Minas, Flujo! Two skulls for the price of one. It's a bargain.
What do we do?
Help me with this lever. Keep pushing. Yeah. Keep pushing!
Father, help us!
She's watching me. She's waiting. She knew I'd be back.
Father!
Lujor, if you don't help, there'll be no future at all!
We're all part of it. Part of Fandarel. But we lost touch.
Father!
Lujor!
I reach to you. And you reach back.
Looks like rain to me.
Linus, there you are. What happened?
Please take him, Frithra. He needs to go home. Look after him. He's been brilliant. But he's had a shock.
I'm all right, Frith. Don't fuss. Thank you, Doctor. Good boy.
Come on. Where's your dad? I want a word with him.
Sorry, Doctor. I couldn't see. I couldn't find you.
Oh, don't worry, Eamon. You're not part of the planet's defense system.
But it's all changed. Look at the sea. It's like a sea.
The planet has been rebooted. It's back to its original default setting. I imagine that's Romana's doing. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Camera 3, respond. He's right. The interference has cleared.
Oh. Oh, Doctor. Thank goodness.
Romana, are you hurt?
Well, yes. And the ship's taken a bit of a battering.
Why? What did you do?
Satya tried to connect the orb through the TARDIS, but the array of timelines were tangled, a horrendous mess. I tried to stop her, but suddenly there was a massive surge. The jolt knocked Satya out.
Ah, that would have been Bluejaw.
And then all the time flows started separating out and righting themselves.
He finally connected the Great Sleek to her full potential, like unblocking a sink. And Fandarel righted itself at last.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, thank Bluejaw. It cost him his life, woman. Where's Satya?
There you are. Both of you. That's good.
Satya, put that gun down.
Do you know how hard I worked for this? Do you?
Satya, you're in shock.
Oh, I'm in denial. I want it back. What you took away from me.
Camera 3, move in.
Not now, Eamon. Get that camera away.
Why not? Let's record my vengeance for eternity.
No, Satya.
Camera 3,
fast zoom on Satya.
I'll take that.
No!
There. You'll have to swim for it.
Satya, you can come with us. We'll find you somewhere safe.
In a penitentiary? Or just being lectured by you? No thanks.
She has a time ring.
Enjoy your freedom, Mana. While you can!
She was my friend, you know. I'm sorry.
Of course, yes. I suppose you've got all that, Eamon.
How did Satya do that? Where is she?
She'll be light years away by now.
And so must we be.
Light years?
Eamon, thank you. Anywhere we can drop you off.
In that thing?
The ship may need some work, Doctor.
My TARDIS? Who says that? It's never failed me yet.
I'll stay put, thanks. There's a rescue ship due. I've got my gear and a program to edit.
Understood.
Meantime, at least do me a couple of interviews.
Well, time's pressing, you know.
What's one meant to say? No comment?
Vox pop the locals. They're far more interesting. Linus will tell you what happens next.
Goodbye.
Doctor, hang on. This camera's not recording. Doctor!
Goodbye, Eamon!
Wow. A showman. That's what he is. I want his agent now.
Call that damage peanuts. The TARDIS is flying better than ever. It just needs a little bit of reassembling, that's all.
Satya said I was insufferable. And sickening.
She said that? What does she know?
And spoiled.
Not from where I'm standing.
They all hated me at Priden.
Prejudice, that's their problem. Ooh, do you see what I did there? Priden prejudice.
A literary joke.
Yes. Would they have got that? Of course not. None of them were handpicked to travel with me. How many times have you saved the universe now?
I wasn't counting.
You see, modesty, that's what counts in a companion, and ability.
Thank you, Doctor.
I couldn't ask for more. Eat your heart out, Mr. Darcy.